To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
If you are tired of those dark circles, so you're tired of those dark circles under your eyes and you've come to the right place. David, what can we do about those dark circles? I'm so tired of looking like a raccoon. I've taken my mascara off. It's not smeared mascara. What can we do? And what causes that?
Well, I was just going to say, is it the mascara? Keep wiping it off. But if you've already done that.
Exactly. What's causing this?
Several things. One could be your diet. Number two, allergies. Number three, lack of sleep. And that we all face. And let's face it, we all have hectic schedules. You know me, you know, you and I are always doing things and traveling and taking care of family and work. And oh my goodness, it's just, who gets enough sleep these days? So all these things take an effect. Okay, so what can you do is really what it comes down to is start taking care of your eyes, take care of yourself from the inside out. And so those are some of the things, you know, that I would suggest, you know, that most people overlook is start taking a look, add an extra hour sleep to your day. And while that sounds crazy or difficult, just start winding down earlier. I found if I start watching the evening news, I get caught up in it and I don't go to sleep till after. And then I'm so upset by it, I stay up even later again. So I turn off TV and get that sleep. But the other thing is start looking for products that contain certain ingredients that have been proven to help or do something on your own. There's a couple quick treatments you can do yourself. First, make sure you're using an eye cream. But let's talk about things you can do yourself with things around the kitchen even. One of the tricks I tell people is make a cup of strong tea. My favorite type of tea isn't just your drinking tea, but look for more like a rose hip eye bright blend of tea available at the grocery store. Make a strong cup of it. Dip a cup of cotton balls in it and then just soak them and then just put them around your eyes for a few minutes. The extracts from it, the nutrients in it will help balance things out. The other thing is tea has caffeine. And while this sounds funny, drinking too much caffeine can actually dehydrate the body. But in topical products, we can find it can help accelerate the blood flow and help get rid of some of the puffiness, the dark circles. So I like the teas again because it's going to have a higher level of caffeine than you would with a coffee. The other thing is to look for topical creams that contain caffeine. So it's a great additive to look for in your own eye products.
No, I haven't. I definitely will. I want to go back to the sleep thing for a second because as busy as I am so religious about getting sleep. It kind of bothers my husband because he might work till 8 and I'm like, I'm going to bed at 8:30. Our daughter gets us up at 5:30 every morning. I'm sorry. He's like, but I haven't seen you. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to bed. And it's so important to me to get the right sleep. And I think it's so undervalued in our society. So I think everyone really needs to make that a priority. Another thing is, what about the old-fashioned cucumbers on the eyes? Is that just for relaxation or does that do anything? Or is that not a dark circle thing? You always see that, right?
No. With the cucumbers. Well, I actually say cucumbers or even figs, surprisingly, both are going to have a high level of moisture that's going to help soothe the skin. The other cool thing is, I'm making a pun there unintentionally, slice the cucumbers up. Yeah, slice the cucumbers up, put them in the fridge, and the coolingness of it, all the extra hydration, will help soothe the eyes and help get rid of the puffiness. So, you know, we're talking dark circles, the bags under the eyes, etc. Yeah. So you've just hit on a couple cool things to do, a tea, the slice of cucumbers, slice of a fig, or whatever you're going to do. Now, there are treatments that you can get at the store if you prefer, because some people don't want to use the kitchen stuff or they may not want to make their own treatments. They may want something with a little more science behind it. Okay. I believe in all these things because they are proven and I like natural products, as we know. But creams that contain caffeine is big. I'm going to tell you another one is, you and I have spoken about Botox alternatives. And there is what we call a peptide. A peptide is really just a large protein. But there's one that's really taken the industry in the past number of years called argireline. And argireline is actually this ingredient that will help soften the muscles. It'll help relax the muscles, relax the skin tissue, and actually minimize the appearance of the wrinkles, help get rid of puffiness. And so this was actually, you can find it by reading the ingredient statement on a bottle. Not to sound like a chemical geek, but I am. It's called acetyl hexapeptide. Argireline is the trade name, so acetyl hexapeptide is what you're looking for. And Dr. Oz just talked about this just not too long ago and did a whole show around eye creams and getting rid of dark circles and puffiness. And as you know, I've written stuff for, well, many different websites, and including one he's involved with. But, you know, this is a topic we cover, is you know, different topicals we can do to help get rid of the dark circles and puffiness. And so acetylhexapeptide is an ingredient that you'd want to make sure is in any anti-aging product you use, your eye cream, etc. I'll tell you another big one is use an eye product. Now, I know this sounds funny, but I've had many people ask me, David, I use a moisturizer. Can I just use that around my eyes? What's the difference? And the skin around your eyes is a lot more fragile. And so putting a heavy moisturizer, heavy cream around the eyes can actually weigh the eyes down. It can actually be absorbed into the skin and make them look baggier. So you want to help balance that out and use a product designed just for around the eyes. So use specifically an eye cream or eye gel. Now, I'll go one further.
I like that.
You'll love this. A lot of us, during the night, moisture builds up and creates the puffiness. So what I suggest to people is use either a serum or gel, an eye gel, in the morning, and then use the heavier eye cream, not a heavy moisturizer, but an eye cream, but something more creamy, at night. This way we deliver the ingredients that can balance the moisture, draw out excess moisture, help balance it out, and maybe get the caffeine in it to keep it flowing, and then at night use a cream that's going to be filled with nutrients. And a lot of people feel one product does it all, but it doesn't. You want to get rid of the puffiness in the morning, and then you want to use a more therapeutic-type product at night.
Now, what about makeup to cover up? Is a concealer stick too thick, or do you just, you know, sometimes you see people just dabbing a little bit of cover up? What do you recommend for folks who want to, you know, if they didn't get a great night's sleep, or they tried some of these things and they still need a little extra help?
Two quick answers. I don't answer anything that simple. Two things. Some of the new eye products out there contain technology found in makeup. Oh. So it will refract light, thin out the lines, diminish the dark circles instantly. So look for products that actually claim instant results, because they can deliver those instant results using that technology, as long as they contain ingredients for long-term benefit. Now, going specifically to makeup, that's a whole other story. Most women, or a number of women, actually want to cover up their imperfections, their concerns, by caking it on, piling it on too high. And all that does is fills in the crevices and highlights the puffiness and highlights things. So you could use a small dab of a foundation if you want, or a concealer, but very lightly, and smear it around the eyes. Maybe, here's a trick, mix it with your eye cream. But you don't want to cake on the makeup. Oh. Makeup is meant to accentuate your perfections and help hide or disguise your imperfections, but it's not there to completely mask them. And so often you'll find women wearing too much makeup, and it actually makes it look worse than better.
Yeah, that's so true. That reminds me of being in high school, and the girls would put makeup on, and you would see, it looked like a mask, because you would see the line on their jawline, and like their neck would be super pale, and the color would be way too dark. And then, girl, you need some help with that makeup, let me tell you.
Wait, I've got a teenage son.
Oh, go ahead.
I've got a teenage son, and I remember when he was in high school and he would have friends over, I would want to say something to the younger girls, but you could tell somebody's age real quickly, because the girls that wanted to look older thought wearing more makeup made them look older, and instantly, I guess being in the industry, you knew they were of the younger age because they were wearing too much, and I thought if you wore less, you'd actually look older, and it goes back to the same thing, people wearing too much makeup to hide something.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, one of the things that I wonder about, though, is if you get these dark circle, you know, eye creams, what if they have stuff that we don't want in them? Because, you know, you and I are natural folks here, right? So what are some things you want to look for that you don't want to have, in those creams? Just a couple of the main chemicals we want to avoid.
You know, in any skincare, I'm more about even being safe more than natural. So I'll even bow to a little bit of science, for a product, as long as we don't have all these nasty ingredients. So parabens, glycols, polyethylene glycols, or PEGs. There's a series of them, and we've got them on the website, and people can visit radiomd.com, and we'll make sure to post it later so they can have a quick cheat sheet to take with them shopping.
All right, well, grab your creams, put them under your eyes. My biggest advice is get some good sleep. Just like David said, he knows what to do. You got to listen to him, and you are going to look better. You're going to feel better. And remember, beauty from the inside out. So make sure to eat healthy foods as well. Get a little makeup, mix it with your eye cream, and just keep listening to Radio MD. Thank you so much.